yet another fighter you could have saved.
Oh, my God.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the Force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
Hi, everybody. This is Brad with the United Way of Columbia and Greene Counties. You are listening to WGXC ACRA, Columbia and Greene Counties, 90.7 on the dial.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Friedman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Friedman Gallery.
Do you like a little ukulele? Ukuleles Unleashed is broadcast live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Carmen Borgia hosts the live segment, and John Sturman spins the finest ukulele music from every nook and cranny of our crazy old...
None can be found in this room. Ooh, there is no one more awesome in this room. None like you, Lord Jesus. There is no one more glorious in this room. None can be found in this room. There is no one more loving in this room. None like you, Lord Jesus.
Because you are here, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Because you are here, God, hallelujah, we bless you, we praise you, we worship and adore you because you are here. And because you're here with us, beloved, welcome. We're so glad that you're listening. So glad to know you're there. So glad to know that you're being blessed. I'm so grateful to the persons that I encounter along the life's way who tell me, oh, I heard your broadcast yesterday. I listen to you all the time. I love the show. Praise be to God. And thank you, Jesus. It's because you're here. Hallelujah. Because you are here. And we are here where there is the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. Right here with me right now on WGXC. And beloved, I'm not here alone. Oh, no, no, no. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost got the hold on me. And our audio extraordinaire engineer, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. How are you this morning, Brother Randall?
I am doing very well. And a glorious Sunday to our Brightside listeners. Even though it is gloomy outside, it is bright here.
Amen. And right here, the sun is always shining in our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. And beloved, it is kind of gloomy and heavy cast. And yesterday was picture perfect. Praise God. It was a picture perfect day. And I took the opportunity. I'm so grateful to God. I had some challenges basically last year with my hip and my back and my knee and all kind of stuff, going to physical therapy and whatnot. And so I kept having to engage people to come and clean and then do my yard. And my grandson or my son would come. But yesterday I got out there and I got that mower because my yard was looking real scrappy. And I got that mower and I got out there and took advantage. Even my neighbor came across the street to say hi. And a good day to do that. She got to look at that yard. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so grateful to God. I don't have any ache and pain today. Hallelujah. A few times I had to stop along the way, but I got the job done. Praise be to God. And it was a beautiful day. And I'm so glad I did, because if the rain came down on that was growing out there yesterday, I'd have a forest out there today. Praise be to God. So I thank God for the little things too. And I'm not really up on Cinco de Mayo. I forget what it's all about, but I thank God today is Cinco de Mayo, the celebration of May 5th, which commemorates the anniversary of Mexico's victory over the French Empire. Oh, at the Battle of Pueblo. Cinco de Mayo, that's what it is. So happy Cinco de Mayo to our Mexican neighbors and friends, brothers and sisters. Amen. In the family of humanity. Hallelujah. I want to let you know, beloved, that I'm thinking about you all the time. We're thinking about you and looking for the songs that will minister the message, that will meet you in your point of need and minister to your soul. So we got a lineup for you today. Hallelujah. We have 6 songs back to back before I come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. While you listen to In This Room by Chevelle Franklin featuring Natoko Mbambo out of an African continent. We have Keep the Faith coming up next with Justin Redford. Oh, It Is Jesus, an oldie and a goodie, a classic, Andre Crouch featuring Tata Vega. So Good by Pastor Mike. Be Still by Travis Green. There's a God by Korean Soul. Going international today. Testify by Kelante Galvin. And then I'll come back after that. 26 minutes of music. Keep the Faith. Oh, It Is Jesus. So Good. Be Still. There's a God. Testify. Let the music play, beloved. Let the music play.
Sometimes it look like we won't win. And sometimes it feel like it won't end. Oh, keep the faith.
can't go by what I see. I need faith, a little peace. I need room so I can breathe and be free at times. It's a whole lot of shade, but it ain't coming from no tree. It's them rumors and them labels hanging over me. Just let me be great, just let me be great. I walk around like it's okay, but I'm about to break. Dealing with the same old thing on a brand new day. I'm just trying to make ends meet and make them stay. And sometimes it look like we won't win. And sometimes I feel like it won't end. But I know he can and he will. My faith is in God and just him.
Passing by, so I decided. Everything that a woman, a lonely, abused and misused woman expected to do. Oh, Lord, 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 nothing I did, nothing I tried, nothing I smoked, nothing I snorted, nothing I drank, no man I did, no one did me, nothing did me any good. Oh, Lord, even that food, the food, the food I put in my mouth wouldn't help me, Lord. But then I decided, when I heard a little soft voice, a quiet voice, I decided to give that voice, the still quiet voice, a try. And
oh, it is she.
A book by its cover, call me lucky. Homie's still alive, cause he's so good. Yeah, he turned my morning into dancing, not laughing. Telling everybody that he's so.
If you only knew where I started, you would understand my praise.
You would understand my praise.
Catching up on all the things he's done. Yeah, we got it out the mud.
We came from nothing.
Homie made it cause he covered in the blood.
Put respect on his name.
I'm only here because he made a way.
All right, y'all, it's my turn. Yeah, he reached down when I'm
living low.
Then he carried the weight when I
wasn't strong.
Yeah, so me, I'm yours when I
stand alone.
All I'm really trying to say is
he's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yes.
So good.
making ways out of no way.
You'll be making ways.
Turn my nights into new days.
Turn them into days.
Broke the shackles and he freed me.
Broke me from the chains.
Spit the block and he blessed me.
Amen.
Where would I go? Who would I run to? When I take a loss, who would I turn to? You are my one, yeah, yeah.
You'll never be too.
I've had a lot of bad days, but I'm still here. Cause time.
Call me lucky, only still alive cause he's so good. Yeah, he turned my morning into dancing, not laughing, telling everybody that he's so.
Everybody's moving. Everyone is going somewhere. With everything they're trying just to make it to a place where I am not there. But when the noise is over, still a small voice you will hear. I hope that you believe me when I tell you that I will handle all of your cares. Just wait on me, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Just trust and know that I.
trust and know that I am.
I'm in control.
I'm in control. I am still
in control.
Control.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org, online all the time. Ah, yes, you can access any of our broadcasts on our archive at WGXC.org, The Bright Side. This is The Bright Side, and it's The Bright Side somewhere right here with me on WGXC. We have the music for the mind, the heart, and the soul, the music with a message, and we have more of that. And then I will come back with my spiritual social commentary for day. Battle is up next, and Major after that. Battle with Vashon. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Testify. Yes. My audio engineer is giving me sick. No? Oh, there's a God, and then Testify. Sounds good to me. Thank you, bro. Let the music play.
My heart when lonely and my problems fill my mind. Who can I call when I'm feeling helplessness around me? Lift my head and close my eyes and remind myself what's true.
There's a God who loves us. There's a God. Pressures hard to see, to find a way out. May I please to all the questions offer you the answers. Open up your heart and let his light of love shine through. There's a God.
God
who frees us, God protecting all of us, fine.
your heart, close your eyes, and remind yourself what's true.
Yes, beloved, I've got to testify. Hallelujah. I got to give God praise. I got to give God glory. I have to give God thanks. Are you with me? Oh, my Lord, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. I don't know like you know what he's done for you. We are witnesses. Hallelujah. And we got to testify. Oh, my Lord, I love that song, beloved. And I take this opportunity to encourage you to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. If the Lord has done something for you that you know was God and God alone, hallelujah, you ought to let somebody know. so many people walking around here thinking that they pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. So many people walking around here, hallelujah, thinking it's their connections, it's their degrees, it's their experience that got them where they are and made those ways for them. No, beloved, it was the grace of God, hallelujah, poured out upon us. I got to testify, beloved, in 2014, I hope somebody take me up on this, but in 2014, amen, we started God Belong in Our County. We started it driving down Route 66, and it was this big billboard that was put up by one of the churches in the community, and it said something, I don't remember what it said today, but it was like a welcome that was put out for God, hallelujah, and I was just like so encouraged to see that as I would go back and forth to Canaan, hallelujah, as I was the chaplain out at Berkshire Farm for almost a decade, praise be to God, and one day I noticed on the way home that I didn't see the billboard. I didn't see the poster. And so I was like, how did I miss that? Let me be more intentional because I just enjoyed seeing it. And after going back and forth a couple of days, it dawned on me. Not only was the poster gone, but the whole structure was down. I don't know why. It could have been termites. I don't know. But it struck a chord in my spirit, beloved. You know, I was like, a welcome mat had been put out for God, and now it had been taken down. And you know, ordinarily, you rent a billboard for a certain amount of time, and then a new ad would come up, right? But now the whole structure was down, so no other ad could come up. Praise be to God. And so that thing kind of struck a chord in my spirit. And I believe in one of my prayer times, I felt like the heart of God, you know, was saying that a welcome mat had been put out for me and a welcome mat had been taken away. And so, praise be to God, I called up some of the brethren and the clergy and the community, some of the ministers and lay leaders, and I shared that with them. And I shared the thought of, you know, just declaring that God belongs in our county. That was back in 2014. Here we are 10 years later. Hallelujah. And on last weekend, I went to a couple of county-wide kind of celebrations, annual events, and hearing the reports about Columbia County being the only county in the state to do this, or the only county in the country to do that, or the first county in the country to have done this, or to be doing that. And I heard this in two different arenas, and I'm sitting there, and I'm realizing I didn't, you know, I'm not indicting or, you know, chastising. I don't want to be offensive. You know, it's a time and a place and all that kind of good stuff. But I just felt like I wanted to go up to the mic and say, God, praise and I give you thanks that you have distinguished Columbia County in this way. Now, hallelujah, beloved, between 2004 and 2014, I would be curious to see and hear and find out the endeavors and the initiatives that had been desired, that had been attempted, that had not gone forward. You know, what kind of progress was happening then, and what had kind of happened since 2014 to 2024. And you know, God has attracted people of money. He has attracted people with ambition. He has attracted people with vision and dreams, and he has helped, hallelujah. And I just have to testify, beloved, that in my heart and in my soul, I believe that we attracted God and his attention to this area, not because of a real estate boom, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, not because of the plans of those who wanted to make a Hudson, a Hampton, a Hudson, hallelujah, but because we have decreed and declared that God belongs in our county. And it's not a statement of exclusivity. It's not a statement of exclusion. Hallelujah. It's a statement that commands all of the counties around this state, all of the counties around this country, to say belong in our county. Hallelujah. Amen. Beloved, I want to testify. You know, there's paganism on the rise. Hallelujah. When Jesus was here, there was paganism in the land. Come on here, somebody. And he commissioned his disciples to go into the world and to tell them the good news that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believed in him would not perish. perish, but have eternal life. Jesus Christ said, I came to expose the works of the adversary. I came to expose that he only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah, beloved. I just want to testify. And you know, beloved, as a preacher of the gospel, a prophet of the gospel, an apostle of the gospel, an evangelist of the gospel, as an intercessor, hallelujah, for God's people, praise the Lord, and people who don't even know God, it's not about how much money I have or how many houses I have. It's about my being on assignment, hallelujah, and I'm clear about that. Praise be to God. There are people who have tried, amen, to push back the work of God, to stop the work of God, hallelujah, using those kind of metrics. But God continues to show, beloved, it's not about how much money you have. Don't compare yourself. Don't think yourself a less than or have not succeeded if you're using the metrics of the world system and the secular world. Are you, hallelujah, connected with God the Almighty? He has given us a pathway, a bridge, hallelujah, to him. And he invites us on the bridge of Jesus Christ's sacrifice to come back home and be part of his family, beloved. Hallelujah. To be a child of God. In the word of God, in the book of John, in chapter 10, it tells us that he gives power. He gives us power to become children of God. Hallelujah. That whoever believes in him, he gives us power to become the children of God. Praise be to God, beloved. You know, people like to say, I'm a child of God. I'm human. Hallelujah. But Jesus said that to the religious leaders and to scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees of his day, that you are your father, the devil. He's a liar. Hallelujah. So we can't just decree ourselves to be children of God. Hallelujah. We are creations of God. We are created in the image and the likeness of God. He does not turn his back on his creation. But hallelujah, beloved, he invites us to be adopted back in family. Hallelujah. And we can do that, beloved. And we can have a guarantee. We can have an assurance of that through the invitation extended to us through his son, Jesus the Christ. Pray. I just want to testify. I was a wretch undone. Hallelujah. Until I came and know the knowledge of God and his love for me through Jesus Christ, his son. Hallelujah. I was sent to church as a child. Praise be to God. I had to go. Amen. Even if mama didn't go, and most times she didn't go, praise be to God, she would send us, or grandmama would take us. One of my grandparents was a preacher, and I ain't going to get in that story because, you know, every preacher ain't preaching, hallelujah, what they live in. Praise be to God. But hallelujah, thank God he wasn't preaching what he was living. But I digress, and I just want to say, hallelujah, you know, having that exposure to God as a child, it was important, but it didn't cause me to know him as my savior. It was important in making a foundation. It was important letting me know that there is a God, hallelujah, in the time of trouble I can call on. It was important in letting me know there was a touchstone I could come back to, praise be to God. But it wasn't until I was adult that I came to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Brought me up out of stuff. I know I got some witnesses out there that can say amen. And our children today need to have that relationship. They need to have that knowledge. They need to have that experience, beloved. Hallelujah. It can save them, us, and our world a whole lot of grief. Praise be to God. You know, I hear you saying, so-and-so went to church and he did this and he did that. Yeah, beloved, but when you look at statistically, if you want to go there, if you look at, hallelujah, that's one less, hallelujah, that if we give them exposure of God's word and a relationship with God and how we can get to God, how we can be adopted into the family of God, how we can be called children of God, sons and daughters of God, how we can live a life with God, the God-mindedness, hallelujah, and the desire to have the character of a child of God, hallelujah, then that's less people, amen, that will have the character of a demon and a devil. Come on here, somebody who only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. This is Pastor Kim. I just want to testify to the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, in the land of the living. Yes, beloved, there is a lot that's going on, hallelujah, but God lets us to know that he ain't going nowhere. He right here with us. He's in it with us. He's in it for us. He's not against us. Amen. And I'm just here to testify. This is Pastor Kim. Hallelujah. That's my spiritual commentary for today. And we got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. The music with the message. And we're going to let the music play. Vashawn Mitchell with Battle coming up next. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's not yours. It belongs to God. You know, if the if your opponent's already whipped, you don't mind getting in the ring, right? You just get in a couple of licks. Praise the Lord, because the battle's already won. Well, that's how it is, beloved. Be ready. Be ready. The battle is already won. You may have to fight and take a few licks, but listen, the victory is done and the battle is won. You hang in there, beloved. Don't quit in the dip. Don't quit in the dip. I don't care how great the sky may be, how dark the cloud hang. The sun is still there. The sun is still shining and the Son of God is still there too. There's a bright side somewhere. You just hang on in there. I want to say happy birthday to all you may babies. Praise be to God. And hallelujah, we have Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. Praise be to God. And so we thank God for mothers. Not one person in the world, they working on it, but not one person in the world has come here without a woman. Hallelujah. Some of us have mamas and some of us have mothers. Some of us, our mothers didn't stay with us. Hallelujah. They had to give us over to someone else's care. So for many, many reasons, there's celebration and also sorrow on Mother's Day for people. We're not ignorant of that fact, but we still want to celebrate the idea of God bringing life to the world through the womb of a woman. We want to celebrate, hallelujah, those of us who have had good mothers or great mothers, hallelujah, and celebrate those who survived mothers that weren't so good or so great, right? We want to celebrate. We want to celebrate, as Jesus said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Those who do the will of my Father in heaven. We thank God and celebrate our spiritual mothers, amen, and women who have been like mothers. So happy Mother's Day is what I want to say. Happy Mother's Day, and find time, find a reason, and celebrate. We're going to celebrate mothers and daughters on Saturday at the Greenport Community Center. The response has been overwhelming, not expected. One of those times when I, you know, sadly remember the hope that we had and the properties that we had, because we just don't have space for all the people who want to participate. But we thank God for about 60, hallelujah, who have confirmed and wanting to come a little bit more to do the best we can for the accommodations, the occupancy that is there. But anyway, we're going to celebrate Mothers and Daughters next Saturday. Pray with us and pray for us as we endeavor and continue to reach out into our community to share the love and the light of Christ and the love of God. Hallelujah for all humanity. This is Pastor Kim from Overcoming Ministries. There's a bright side somewhere, beloved, and it's right here with me on WGXC. It's Holy Communion Sunday. Hallelujah. And you don't know what Holy Communion is about, then beloved, you need to find a good church. Amen. Hallelujah. And but anyway, it is the remembrance of Jesus's Last Supper with his beloved disciples and apostles, where he took the elements of bread and wine and said, do this in remembrance of me, partake of this and you partake of me. So we celebrate Communion Sunday on today as well. Our Catholic brothers and sisters celebrate communion in every gathering, as the scripture does say, as often as you do it in remembrance of me, right? So happy Communion Sunday too. Well, I'm out of here, beloved. We have one more song. It's going to be major. It's going to be major. What's coming next? Hallelujah. Gonna be major. Get ready, get ready. God bless you. Have a great day, great week. Till we meet or speak again.
She'll be your testimony. I can see it.